Do you really believe what the Bible says? To some, that may seem like an odd question to ask in a book to be read mostly by Christians. But I don't think it's so odd. The Bible has some pretty strange things in it, things that are hard to believe, especially in the modern world. I'm not talking about the big stuff, such as whether Jesus was God come down to earth, who then died on the cross and rose from the dead. I'm not even thinking of miracle stories like the Exodus, where God rescued Israel from the Red Sea. Most Christians would say they believe these things. After all, if you don't believe in God and Jesus, or that they could do miraculous things, what's the point of saying you're a Christian? I'm talking about the little-known supernatural stuff you run into occasionally when reading the Bible, but rarely here in church. Here's an example. In 1 Kings chapter 22, there's a story about a wicked king of Israel, Ahab. He wants to join forces with the king of Judah to attack an enemy at a place called Ramoth-Gilead. Judah's king wants a glimpse into the future. He wants to know what's going to happen if they attack. So, the two kings ask Ahab's prophets and get thumbs up all around. But those prophets are just telling Ahab what he wants to hear, and both kings know it. So they decide to ask God's prophet, a fellow named Micah. What he says isn't news for Ahab. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing beside him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who will entice Ahab, that he may go and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said one thing, and one said another. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord, saying, I will entice him. And the Lord said to him, By what means? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, You are to entice him, and you shall succeed. Go out and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these your prophets. The Lord has declared disaster for you. 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 19 to 23. Did you catch what the Bible's asking you to believe? That God meets with a group of spirit beings to decide what happens on earth? Is that for real?